It's 7 a.m.
Ball arrives in Cyprus with a new peace plan. Mackey looks toward a congressional seat. Johnson and Hume talk world problems. The State Safety Commission supports school bus safety legislation. Right now, the temperature in Detroit is 29 degrees.
The morning report from WXYZ Radio News is brought to you by the Sinclair Refining Company and your local Sinclair dealer, and by Northwest Orient Airlines, the only airline that flies jets straight through from Detroit to Seattle and Portland. Now with the morning report, here's Bob Hart.
Good morning. This segment originates in Detroit. U.S. Undersecretary of State George Ball arrived on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus this morning and is now preparing to meet with Greek Cypriot President Makarios and present to him, for approval, a revised Anglo-American peace plan. Even though expected anti-American demonstrations failed to materialize upon his arrival, observers are pessimistic over the success of Ball's mission. It is said that the new plan would send an international force of 10,000 to Cyprus without labeling it either a NATO or a British Commonwealth force, labels which previously brought objections from Makarios. Makarios wants a force under the auspices of the UN Security Council, but both the U.S. and Britain protest this. As British Prime Minister Hume puts it,
what I think people are anxious to avoid is direct control by the Security Council, because clearly that would allow a Russian veto on all proceedings. And we must, if we can, get an international force of some kind into Cyprus.
The new plan will reportedly give the UN a voice, but not a vote, in the peacekeeping. 43-year-old State Highway Commissioner John Mackey is expected to announce this morning his candidacy for Congress from the new 7th District, which encompasses Genesee, Lapeer, and Shiawassee counties. Friends report that Mackey's political advisors have convinced him to try for the new congressional seat rather than challenge Congressman-at-Large Neil Stabler for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Mackey, one of the biggest vote-getters the Democrats ever had in Michigan, was considered Stabler's toughest competitor for the governorship, and his withdrawal now could possibly pave the way for entry into the ring by Detroit Mayor Jerome Kavanaugh and Lieutenant Governor T. John Lisinski, both prominently mentioned possibilities. Mackey's aim for the congressional seat is almost a sure thing, there being no incumbent in the district, and Flint Senator Garland Lane having announced that he will not run. Mackey was forced to find a new job because his present post as highway commissioner was abolished by the new state constitution. Hume and Johnson confer. That story coming up after this from Sinclair.
Some science fiction writers believe that the engineers are building computers with so many mechanical brains that someday machines may take over the world, and people may then be exiled to the moon or to Mars. Moral? Make friends with machines now while there still is time. Start with your car. Get on its good side. Prove you're its friend by taking it to your Sinclair dealer for Sinclair dealer service and chassis lubrication. Your car will love it because this Sinclair dealer service saves wear, helps performance, keeps your car running right. He checks and services everything. Engine, transmission, differential, battery, brakes, radiator, a whole list of things as long as your arm. Your Sinclair dealer follows factory-approved practices, uses factory-approved Sinclair lubricants, and for your peace of mind, he gives your car a free safety check to spot future troubles. Remember, Sinclair dealer service and chassis lubrication now. Drive with care and buy Sinclair.
Britain's Prime Minister, Sir Alec Douglas Hume, arrives in Washington this morning for talks with President Johnson on the critical issues affecting both countries. At the top of the agenda will be such major world problems as the Cyprus crisis, Anglo-American differences over trade with Cuba, and the Southeastern Asia problem. Informants say, however, that no dramatic decisions will be made. The National Labor Relations Board has obtained a federal court temporary restraining order to halt picketing at Cape Kennedy, Florida, which has slowed down operation at the Space Center. The order bars picketing by striking telegraphers of the Florida East Coast Railway, who charge the strike-bound line is operating with non-union workers. The NLRB calls it a secondary boycott. Soviet disarmament negotiator Semen Sarapkin said today provocative activity by Western intelligence agencies in Switzerland led to the defection of a member of his delegation, Yuri Nosenko. The State Department disclosed Monday that Nosenko, identified as an officer of the top Soviet security agent, had requested political asylum in the United States. Sirotkin accuses the Swift authorities of tolerating this provocative activities on the sideline of the 17-nation disarmament conference. Frank Sinatra Jr. may take the stand at Los Angeles today in the trial of three men accused of kidnapping him. Testimony from young Sinatra is expected as the government seeks to discredit a claim by the defense that the $240,000 abduction was actually a publicity hoax. Time now, 5 minutes past seven, temperature 29 degrees. The party is about over in New Orleans and other cities where Mardi Gras is celebrated. Technically, Mardi Gras ended at midnight, but stragglers are still celebrating. Today, Ash Wednesday, opens the solemn Christian season of Lent. Catholics will be marked on their foreheads with ashes, a sign of the biblical warnings, "Thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return." Republican presidential hopeful Barry Goldwater took his campaign to win the GOP nomination into the state of Oregon last night. ABC's John Rolfson was with him as he campaigned.
Senator Goldwater accused the Johnson administration of following an appeasement policy that could lead us into surrender to communism or war. In a Lincoln Day address to a big audience of Oregon Republicans, he called for a foreign policy of strength aimed at reducing communist influence in the world till it cannot threaten peace. He said this involves risk, but he said appeasement of Hitler made World War II inevitable, and the same familiar voices of the umbrella carriers are with us today. Senator Goldwater charged that America's foreign policymakers have vacillated, compromised, and conceded, drifting toward the awful moment when we would have to decide if we would rather be dead or red. John Rolfson, ABC, Portland.
The Michigan State Safety Commission has come out in support of legislation designed to prevent any possible chance of future accidents on buses due to inadequate safety precautions. At a meeting yesterday with Secretary of State James Hare, the commission decided to throw its support behind a bill to be introduced by Senator Frank Beadle, which would cut off a school district's state aid for pupil transportation if the district fails to keep its buses in operating condition. It would also give the Superintendent of Public Instruction authority to prescribe safety regulations for buses. Teachers go to the Board of Education. That story coming up after this from Northwest Orient Airlines.
Give wings to your heart, your spirit soar on Northwest Orient Airlines.
When you're called to Washington, take Northwest Commuter Express flights. You'll find more flights to Washington on Northwest than on any other airline. Choose from 64 flights a week, including the only jet service to our nation's capital. And for greater convenience, all Northwest flights leave from close-in metropolitan airport. For reservations to Washington on Northwest Commuter Express flights, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
Remember, too, when you travel to Cleveland or Pittsburgh, you'll find far more coach service available on Northwest Orient Airlines.
Representatives of the Detroit Federation of Teachers and the Detroit Education Association last night asked the city's Board of Education to provide life insurance for teachers payable in case of death from school-connected violence. Federation President Mary Ellen Reardon spoke for her group, requesting some $20,000 in coverage and simultaneously endorsing the proposal of Juvenile Judge James Lincoln to remove hardcore juvenile offenders from the streets as a first step. The rival Detroit Education Association, headed by President Eugene Straley, asked the board for a $25,000 death benefit for teachers killed in the line of duty. It now appears that Detroit caterer George T. Rommel will take over catering operations at Cobo Hall. WXYZ City County Bureau Chief Al Koski has that report.
Cobo Hall's new caterer will likely be George T. Rommel, who received the Civic Center Commission support in taking over the concession from ousted caterer Al Green. The switch in caterers resulted from $58,000 in cash shortages in Al Green's accounts, plus complaints that Green's catering service left much to be desired. Rommel now caters the Veterans Memorial Building, Ford Auditorium, and the Detroit Press Club. Of significance was the statement by Rommel that he would, upon 90 days, review the food prices with an eye toward reducing them. Common Council has yet to approve the action taken, but Rommel said he was prepared to take over the business one day after final approval. His bid, by the way, best of three received, rebates 29% to the city, the same as under the Green contract. Al Koski, WXYZ News, City County Bureau.
The weather for metropolitan Detroit, increasing cloudiness and mild today with a high of 45. Occasional rain late tonight with a low of 33. Right now the winds are from the south-southwest at 10 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 28 degrees. And that's the morning report to this moment.
The Morning Report with Bob Hart was brought to you by the Sinclair Refining Company. Remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair. And the Fanjet Airline, Northwest Orient Airlines. The Morning Report continues at 7:55.
If the names Skylark, Wildcat, and Riviera conjure up pleasant thoughts, now is the time to act.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
WXYZ.
Really swing.
Oh, look out. It's going to swing right at you. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here at Elias Brothers Big Boy. You know where that is. West 8 Mile near Evergreen. The breakfast party continues. And come on in. Get your free coffee with your breakfast,